Thank you again for this opportunity to preach to all of you again. I so enjoy the process and just your hospitality every time I have come, and I look forward to continuing to maybe see each of you again. Back in high school, I volunteered to make fry bread at the annual Memorial Day and Labor Day weekend powwow for the Native American Indian Center of Central Ohio. I assisted an elder named Velma. She was always a character, laughing and teasing everyone, including me. She also loved to share the latest gossip of the community. More importantly, she taught me how to make fry bread, which is what this picture is of. At least that's the fry bread that we made. She taught me the simple recipe that includes warm water, flour, salt, powdered milk, and baking soda. And always the measurements were according to cupfuls and handfuls and pinches. We formed the dough into a round disc with a hole in the middle so that the grease has a place to go, she would say, when they are fried in the canola oil. They are always 3 long days of powwow in the fairgrounds on our feet. When we were not making fry bread, it felt like everyone came by the booth and had a story to tell and asked Velma how she was doing. Every year she would tell me the story of fry bread. You see, this food was made out of the food of commodities that was handed out by the government on the reservations to the tribes. It was and is a food of resilience. They were making the best of what they had. They were making something out of nothing. They're making something of their own in the face of this food that was provided that tried to assimilate them into Western ways. You see, each tribe has their own variation of a fry bread recipe. Some make it bigger or smaller, darker or lighter. Some use sweet and condensed milk, if powdered milk wasn't available, some just a little bit more baking soda. Hearing these stories and having our conversations made me come back again and again for 6 years until Velma wasn't there anymore. She decided to retire from fry bread making. But fry bread to me has meant and continues to mean community and belonging. In the Bible, we hear so many stories about bread. Last week, I heard the sermon from Pastor Keith about feeding the 5,000. The actual word bread shows up in the Bible 315 times. In the New Revised Standard Version. Bread and water are given to Hagar before she is cast out into the wilderness. In the Psalms, we hear a phrase, bread of sorrows, to mean that, like bread, sorrows are a part of daily life. King David, whom you just heard about, gave a portion of bread meat, and summer fruits to the people in celebration of the arrival of the Ark of the Covenant. Bread is also a signature of God's relationship with God's people. From the story of Exodus, we hear about the manna raining down from heaven. Bread is a symbol of promise that we will never be abandoned by God. We hear this similar image when Jesus says in the verse referencing this story, saying, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." Later, Jesus declares that he is the bread of life. Those who eat this bread will not perish, but will have eternal life. God keeps coming back to us over and over again, 361 times. Jesus, like bread, the everyday stuff of life, is God present among us. The other interesting passage that I want you to pay attention to is how when Jesus is talking about eternal life, it is always in the present tense. It's not talking about an eternal life to come, but here, right now, an eternal life. It's something interesting I never thought about. You see, right now we are in the part of the lectionary that is called ordinary time. We are in between the celebration of Pentecost and the beginning of Advent. In between, there's really not very many big celebrations, at least in the church order of things. Maybe a few, one exception I can think about, at least in so many churches that I've experienced, is the celebration of the beginning of Sunday school, or some churches call this rally day, celebrating our Sunday school teachers. But that's about it. It's a middle time. It's a boring time. It's ordinary. And right now we are in the middle of pandemic. We have vaccines now commonly available. We have masks. And each of these tools will help us to end this pandemic, but we are nowhere near close to having the end of this. We are caught in the middle. We have a new Delta variant that is running rampant. We are still, and it almost has felt, especially this week, like deja vu, like it's March all over again of last year, with shortage of supplies, trying to find and get PPE for hospitals that are once again overwhelmed. We thought we were on a path to coming together again, of ditching these masks, of coming together like we used to, hugging and kissing one another, really shaking even one another's hands instead of hugging a plant. We are longing for the future, and we are remembering the past, how it felt like things were so much more simple. Literally, right now, we are in between We are in between gathering as a church online and in person. We are looking back and we are looking forward. But right now, in your seats, what is happening now? As followers of Jesus, how can we embrace this eternal life of now? In this very moment of in-person worship, we are embracing the call of Jesus to love our neighbor as ourselves by wearing our mask, by socially distancing, by tuning in instead of coming in. Jesus tells us to be in a way that is countercultural to maybe what the world wants or expects. Jesus asks us to be in the moment. Embrace this bread of life. To embrace this as a time of making life new. Of making new ways of being together. New ways of having fun. New ways of supporting one another and seeing one another. Each of us in the image of God. These are the stuff of life, the ordinary, the bread. This is a life where God continues to return to. God is in our ordinary and our extraordinary times. But today we embrace and rejoice in the ordinary. Because even in these ordinary times, God continues to show up and give us sustenance for the journey. God is here for us again and again, day after day. God is with us for the long haul. God is with us. So let us feast on this life. Amen.